We do it in the second segment after every Cowboy game. It's the five key plays you may not remember that had a significant impact on the game. And here he is, Stormin' Norman.
All right. Thank you, Donnie Dew.
You're welcome, Norm.
Every Monday, we do five key plays you might not remember made a significant impact in the game. In other words, Donnie, we're not going to do the pass interference.
Okay.
Everybody knows that play, and we're not going to do the decision. Everybody knows that play. Okay, here we go. It's the first quarter. In fact, it's the first drive of the game. And the Rams have third and inches at the Cowboy 5. And the Rams, unbelievably, get a delay of game penalty. How you can get a delay of game penalty standing right there, looking right at the clock, I don't have the foggiest idea.
They did that a couple of times where they just it looked really weird.
Well, they've got this idea. The Rams stay in the huddle a long time. And then they go right up to the line of scrimmage with often 10 seconds to go in the play clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel that gives the defense a limited amount of time to adjust to whatever the Rams' look is. In other words, the Rams gets to the line of scrimmage, and the defense looks around and said, oh, trips bunched left, and by that time, the ball's being snapped. And they feel, don't know whether it's true or not, but they feel that gives them an advantage. That is, that they know what they're going to do, and it gives the defense less time to figure it out. But at this point, that's delay of game. I'm sorry. And the officials blow the whistle to call delay of game. And then all of a sudden, the guy on the side says, no, wait a minute. The coach ran down and asked me for a timeout. Well, when NBC replayed that, I know it was in slow motion, but Donnie.
It said zero, and he's not even close to signaling for a timeout. Third and inches or third and five is such a huge difference.
It was way late.
Yeah.
That should not have been allowed. But anyway, it was, and then they get 3 yards on the carry, so it's a first down and one play later in the end zone, and it's 7 points instead of, well, I don't know if they'd have gotten third and five or not. But anyway, let's go to the second key play. It's late second quarter, and the Rams are leading 10-7. And the Cowboys have reached the Rams' 35-yard line, but it's 4th and 7. And the Cowboys bring out their field goal kicker. He's got a mega leg, Greg Zuerlein. And this is exactly why Zuerlein was preferred to Forbath. They cut Forbath and signed Zuerlein because Zuerlein has this mega leg. Now, Forbath did nothing wrong late last season, and there was no competition in camp. The job was simply given to Zuerlein, and his 53-yarders pretty significantly wide to the right.
That was way, way right.
Yeah. And Donnie, we often talk about this when you forget these plays, but imagine how having 3 more points for the Cowboys would have echoed through the rest of this football game.
Yeah, and just the field position you give them on a long field goal miss like that.
I agree.
They're starting at their own 43-yard line. That is a short field.
I agree. Third key play. It's the late third quarter, and the Rams lead it 20-14. The Cowboys get a turnover. A turnover! That's what they look like. Now, the fact that Alden Smith clobbered Goff in the head as he was throwing the ball, and that should have been a 15-yard penalty against him. Anyway. The Cowboys get the ball at the Rams' 39-yard line. Oh, my Lord. And they get an interference call on Cooper. And they're in business in the red zone. And a touchdown puts them ahead. And it's 3rd and 5. And Dak's under pressure, which happened a fair amount of time yesterday. Dak's under pressure, and he looks to his first option, and his first option is covered. So he comes back across the middle to Cooper, running across the middle, and Cooper's not looking at him.
Hits him right in the hip.
And he blocks him in the leg. For God's sakes. You're a wide receiver. Look back at your quarterback.
The play before was quite odd because Schultz, okay, you're backup tight end. I get it. That ball hit him in the hands. May not have been a perfect pass, but you get both hands on it, I would expect you to catch it. And that would have been a first down, I think, or close to it, or made the third down really short where you can have every option out there. But, yes, that play where it hits Cooper in the leg and he's not even looking at it. What are you looking at, man? You looking at yourself on the roundabout Jumbotron up there or something?
Yeah, I mean, isn't every chance in the world that the first option for the quarterback is going to be covered and he might be coming to you?
Yep.
Anyway, okay. So the ball hits Cooper in the leg and the Cowboys settled for three. And they're still down 20-17. Ooh, wish Sirlein had made that field goal earlier in the game. Anyway, the fourth key play. It's still Rams 20-17. And the Cowboys get the ball at their 35, and they start their drive, baby. And they're going to get inside the 15-yard line. And this is where McCarthy is going to pass up the tying field goal. Oh, Lord, I wish we had that field goal from earlier in the game. But they don't. And the Cowboys don't get it. But, on second down from the 12, Dak goes across the middle to Schultz. And there's another one, Donnie.
Oh, is that the one
it
that hit him in the hands?
Hands?
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
I have that one. I was confused by that first one. Yes, that's the one that hit him in the hands.
He had a couple of those in the game. You got to catch that ball.
Yes.
And it leaves the Cowboys with the third and six that leads them to running Zeke and then going for it on fourth down. But a Schultz catch there, and the Cowboys are in business, Donnie.
Yes, they are. Yes, that's the one I had confused with the first one. That was right there. It should have been caught. And that's why I think that McCarthy had it in his mind that he's going for it on fourth down if it's a short one because of that play call on third down. It's quite odd, third and six, you just run Zeke right up the middle like it's a third and two or something like that. So that's why I was like, all right, that's one of those things where you say, I have two downs to make 6 yards. He got half of them on third, and he said, I am going for it on fourth. I think he had his mind made up really early on that.
I do too, but nobody is going to look back at the ball that Schultz should have caught.
I know. That was key.
And,
it was right there.
Remember that play. Okay.
Right.
The fifth key play. Well, this is Donnie and Norm's fifth key play you may not remember. It's 20-17 Rams still. Lord, we wish we had that field goal from earlier in the game. Anyway, the Rams try to run out the clock, and they have the ball, and they get a first down with Goff running on first down. Goff runs for 4 yards, and Dallas uses the timeout. Good, 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 good thinking. And then on second down, Malcolm Brown runs for 3 yards, and Dallas quick calls their second timeout. Good, 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 good thinking. And on third down, the Rams sweep to the left, and Brown gets only 2 yards, leaving them fourth and one.
What a tackle by Diggs.
Oh, yes.
Great tackle by the Rook.
But the Cowboys don't use their last timeout. And the clock runs and runs and runs.
You know, I was actually fine with them not using a timeout right there. Because you have the two-minute warning and another timeout in your pocket for the last drive. I can take that. I am fine with that.
Well, I'll tell you why I wasn't. The Rams had moved the ball out near midfield. So we're going to get the ball back very deep in our territory.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams figured to punt the ball around the 10-yard line, which Hecker did. He's a very good punter. We get it at the 9, actually. And I thought the Cowboys have one possession left in the game. Because there's no way, Donnie, the Cowboys can give up the ball and hope to ever get it back, having already used two of their timeouts.
Oh, yeah, no, this was it.
So you can save time. You can save time when you've got the ball. You can't save time if you just let it run there. And I didn't understand that. They could have saved about 35 seconds or so. And they saved the timeout, I think, because coaches have this grand thought in their mind. God, I've got to have a timeout left in my pocket so I can have a timeout and get my kicker on the field. That's thinking way, way, way down the road. If you get to that point in the game where you got to get your kicker on the field, spike the ball.
And
throw the ball out of bounds.
But the bad thing about it, they didn't even use the timeout that they had in any scenario in that last drive, and that's what puzzled me. Now, I will admit that I'm saying, okay, I'm fine with keeping a timeout in your back pocket because you never know when you're going to need it. But I felt like they wasted a ton of time in that first drive, even after the two-minute warning. When he got sacked, bang it. Bang it out right there so you can get yourself together and formulate a plan. It's 3rd and 13. And even when Dak got 12 yards to make it 4th and 1, I think I would have banged my timeout right there if I didn't use it beforehand, just to make sure we have everything right and you can kind of control the narrative a little bit. But to keep it in your pocket, I thought was a bad move.
Well, I'm going to underscore what you just said. The Cowboys get the ball back with 2:28 left in the game, with the two-minute warning still, and with a timeout in their pocket. They then throw two dink passes of 5 and 7 yards to get to the two-minute warning. Then coming out of the two-minute warning, they continue to just dink the ball. A dink to Cooper for 4, and the clock runs. A sack, and the clock runs. Dak runs for 12, and the clock runs. And on 4th and 1, Zeke runs for 4 because they've got to get the first down. And the clock runs.
3 opportunities to use a timeout, and they didn't use it.
And Donnie, they went from 2:28 left on the clock to 41 seconds left on the clock, almost 2 minutes in an, oh my God, we've got to get the ball downfield scenario.
I know, and even the pass to Schultz was like, I'm kind of glad it was incomplete, because now you don't even waste even more time with that.
In that 1 minute and 47 seconds that they took off the clock there with the dink, 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 sack, run, run, they ran only 6 plays and got only 25 yards.
Crazy.
So it winds up with them having a first down, but a first down at their 34-yard line with only 41 seconds to go in the game. Now, man, I'm telling you, you're talking about tight. We're talking about a size 8 girdle and a size 14 body here, baby. Things were tight time-wise then, and they still had the timeout. They hadn't used it at the Rams. They hadn't used it after the sack. It was frustrating to watch that game, Donovan.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.